Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Pain-Free Friday. Pharrell's doling out minutes on a mahogany, waxing it up. 100, 200, the bad seed, the broken day, the bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad actor, bad taste, bad lie, bad dude, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios in New York City. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. People dressed in plastic bags, directed traffic, some kind of fashion, shake it up, should do bit. All my friends that come around, fights and flats, a party up, rats on the west side, bed bugs up down, but a mess is down to tatter, my brain's splattered all over Manhattan, should do be shake out. Are you with us tonight from pouring down New York?
No.
All right, come on. Ramon. That's my boy, Mikey Ramon.
Kids are all up to be ready to go.
Here we go.
They're ready to go now. They got this.
Are you ready to go with Pharrell? Come on.
But she just couldn't stand. She had to break away. Well, New York City really has it all. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
All right, sing it.
She that is a punk rocker. She that is a punk rocker. She that is a punk rocker.
David Dusick will join us in about 12 minutes from Golf Week to talk about the Masters. It was raining down there today. They suspended play a couple times, at least when I was watching. How about your boy Tiger Woods? I like to yell El Tigre when I'm watching him play, right? How about this guy rolling in birdies? He's one back, right? And he had a chance to be tied at the end and missed it, right? Like a little birdie putt he missed. Like a little 10-footer or whatever it was. And then he would have been 7-under as well. What do you think is going to happen this weekend with your boy Tiger Woods down at Augusta? You think anybody's going to have a camera on him at all?
Just a few, probably.
I think the leaderboard's one of the best ever. I think that, like,
the logjam up there.
I think every guy in the top six has won a major or something like that for the first time ever. That's what they're saying. David Dusick, we'll talk to him. He's up first. And then Rick Haro is at the Masters as well. He's hammered, drunk. He's so drunk he missed last night's segment. He's so drunk we had to move it to tonight. He gave me some pathetic story about how he lost his phone or something. Is that like the dog ate my homework thing? Is that the kind of... You know he passed out, Mafia. There's no way Haro lost his phone and then...
Yeah, magically found it again at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah. And he's like, you guys can make fun of me if you want. I'm like, we already...
If you've ever needed permission for that.
We already did make fun of him.
We make fun of him when he shows up on time, not when he misses.
That dude, just here's a little tip for the audience. That dude has no idea what we've done to him over the years. He has no concept of what's happened. Like at Howard Stern, it was even worse. Do you remember what we used to do to him over there?
Oh, yeah. We had his stalker that was calling in all the time, every week. The guy in Bayside, Steve, was always hounding
him. Yeah, we let like stalkers mess with him. It was awesome. And he really,
four or five times a night, make fun of him.
It really got under his skin. He got really mad. Like, I saw him like just throwing a temper tantrum one day about it. He got so worked up about the radio show, the guy that harassed him from Queens. It was great. Oh my God, it was so funny. This guy used to just abuse the shack out of him. I mean, it was unbelievable, the stuff he came up with. This guy, I mean, he was brilliant. I wonder whatever happened to that dude. Anyway, we'll talk to Haro about sports business at 10:40 East. 11:04 East, Kurt Heelan, our friend at Pro Hoop Talk. They whacked Luke Walton today. Let's not like pretend that the mutually decided that there'd be, we'd go our separate ways BS. That didn't happen either. They fired him. Okay? So, now the rumor is that Ty Lue's going to get that job. Do you believe everything you hear? The first thing that comes out of everybody's mouth, Ty Lue's the guy. Do you think it'd be a good switch for the Lakers? Do you think LeBron is pulling the strings in L.A. like he did in Cleveland? And do you think Walton will get hired in Sacramento like rumors suggest? Is that what they're saying, that he's going to the Kings?
Yeah, they were saying yesterday that if he became available, he was their top choice potentially. And that today they're saying that they're asking the Lakers for permission.
That's funny. He needs permission to talk to the Kings after he just got fired. How funny is that?
Still under contract for 2 more years and they're paying him, so.
That is absolute BS. If you get fired, okay, you should be allowed to go do whatever you want. Go get naked in the Caribbean. Go to Hawaii. Go get another job. Get a new lover. Go get a bag. Go get some popcorn in a bag. Get a 12-pack. Maybe a bottle of tequila. Can you imagine someone telling me what to do after they whack me? Like, hey, listen, we're going to fire you today, but here's some more advice for you. I'll tell you a good story. So the guy said to me one day, you're fired. And I said, all right, no problem. He said, I'm going to need you to finish out your contract here on TV in New York. You still got 3 months to go, so I'm just going to need you to, you know, finish that out. I said, listen, old man, here's a tip for you. I just want to get, you'd be the first to know. You ready for this, Kevin? Don't call me John Wall. This boss, powerful man in television, said to me, you're fired, but I need you to finish the 3 months. And I said to him, I go, listen, Pops, I'm going to go to the Caribbean tomorrow, okay? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to St. Martin tomorrow morning on a 6 a.m. flight, which I'm in first class, by the way. I'm going to fly down there. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get naked. I'm going to get a bottle of rum, a big sack of you know, chronic. And I'm going to get some leg for about 10 days laying on the white sand shore, mega tan. I said, but tonight's my last show. So I think you should, you know, strap in and enjoy it while you got it, because tonight will be the last time you ever see me come around here. This guy tells me, I'm going to need you to keep working after I fire you. Listen, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go sleep with your wife. Then I'm going to go to the Caribbean. And then I'm going to sleep with another chick. And then I'm going to smoke a bag. And then I'm going to drink a bottle of tequila. Then I'm going to come back and I'm going to sleep with your wife again. How's that sound for a plan?
That's called living your best life right there.
Can you imagine some guy telling me, listen, you're fired, but I need you to keep working? Are you like Pharrell, you old man? Do you remember that mafia? Do you remember this guy? How funny was that guy? And now every guy I know that works in this building works for him. They all work. Everyone that works here works there.
They do, yeah. Everyone except you.
Oh, they hate me. You know, far be it from me. You know what they told me at that place?
Well, he played nice when we saw him at the Big East tournament a couple years later.
Whatever. He's scared of me. Here's the deal. So they told me one day that the people focus groups found that people don't like me. It's like, what a revelation. I go, there's people that don't like me? Imagine that. I go, well, isn't that how you get ratings in television? When everybody that watches either loves you or hates you, a lot of people watch. So I'm the only one that ever got ratings on that crappy channel, and they still got rid of me. Like, I always, It amazes me the stuff I see with radio and television executives over the years, with all their genius, that they run shows that get no ratings, or that they get rid of shows that get them. Like, I mean, am I not in the ratings game? Is that not what I do for a living? Is that not what we do around here? What do we do around here? Is that not what we do? Same thing. I don't, you know, it amazes me, some of this stuff. It really does. NBA playoffs tip off tomorrow and Sunday. So 8 games this weekend, and that's all going to be fantastic. We'll talk about all those games tonight. Stanley Cup, 4 games tonight. Islanders are going to go up 2-0 on the Penguins after kicking their ass again at the Coliseum. It's 3-1 with under a minute to go. Blues and Jets. The Jets just scored to tie it up on a Blake Wheeler goal. Vegas and San Jose next at the bottom of the hour. And the Blue Jackets Mafia stunned the Lightning tonight, 5-1. I got to tell you, I bent over on that. I hit the Islander game. So Mafia is my witness. Who did I bet on in the first 2 games of the Islander-Penguin series?
The Isles.
Thanks. So I'm a huge Penguin fan, but I bet on the Islanders because I don't bet with my heart. Just so we're clear, over, you know, the years of 35 years I've been doing this, people, if you don't know me by now, I don't bet with my heart. But I do pass a lot of gas, you know, and I find, you know, I've noticed a chop, my daughter, she really, you know, finds if the rhythm of the gas is really good, if I can let off like a 5 to 8, 10 second one, she admires that kind of work. Like, so if I let one fly that's a really strong, like 8 to 10 second rip, she appreciates that more than anyone else in the family. I just wanted to say that, Mafia. She's more, you know, she's tuned into my wind.
Not exactly what you want your prepubescent daughter to be okay with.
Listen, if you have a quality dry run, you know, like you can let one fly dry and you know, make some music with it, then, you know, I can be very popular with the kids. Very popular. They love it. They're like, Dad's like, he's like playing a trombone over there. All right. TJ Dillashaw admits to blood doping. He finally owns up to the fact that he's been blood doping. At least you got to give him credit for that, right? He admitted it. All these other guys lied through their teeth. There's zero people ever in sports that admit to doing drugs, ever. This is the first guy I've ever heard say, you know, how about this Bones Jones? He's still lying about it. He never did anything, right? But this guy's like, listen, I just want to let you know, I shot blood back into my body after they spun it in machines. I did blood doping. I just wanted to let you know I did it. And I'm ruthless and evil, and I did it to win and win money and belts, and that's why I cheated. I love that. I love the guy. I like him now more than ever that he admitted it, Mavi. All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4, CBS, brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes you can save 15% or more on car insurance. David Dusick up first from Golf Week.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So, Mavi, do you find it to be a problem at all that every time it rains, that we have no TVs all night? Like, do you consider that a problem at all at this place?
I find it infuriating. I mean, it's so ridiculous that we, you know, can't get this going. I mean, what's the deal? We have all these dishes, all these TVs. Just give me one game at least.
None of them work. It just doesn't work. It's unbelievable to me. Like, every single Pharrell in time that it rains.
And it's not even like it's you got to wait for some catastrophic storm or some complete downpour.
By it just rains. The city, and it's over.
Yeah, once we got the city, the rain pretty much stopped.
I've never seen anything like it in my life. I have never had my TV go out when it rains, but except at this place. And I mean, it's all night. We'll have no TV. So we can't watch anything, and we have no idea what's happening in the world. That's fantastic. David Dusick, senior writer at Golf Week. He's at Augusta, where the rain certainly had an impact on everything today down there. They suspended play a little bit, and then the course was, you know, very wet and, you know, soft, whatever they want to call it, but it, you know, it's going to be even worse over the weekend, right, David? Isn't the weather supposed to be, you told me Sunday could be so bad they'll finish on Monday, or what if it rains all day tomorrow, then are you going to finish next month?
It's we'll end up doing this thing over Easter, and it'll be, you know, rolling Easter eggs and stuff like that into the hole. It looks like Sunday's the day that we could have the worst of the weather. As it stands right now, the wind starts to arrive a little bit potentially on Saturday. There's going to be some hit and miss rainstorms. Maybe we get some, maybe we don't. But Sunday is looking like that. We're going to get a wash, especially in the afternoon. Traditionally, the leaders go out in the 2 o'clock hour, between 2 and 3 o'clock on Sunday. They like this thing to finish up on prime time around 7 o'clock Eastern time for TV. And they're going to be pushing it. It looks like there's going to be thunderstorms in the area, rain. The wind is going to pick up. The conditions, it sounds like, on Sunday are going to get a lot tougher.
It sounds like a disaster in the making. And what's crazy is that this is like the greatest leaderboard ever, isn't it? Like, is it, except for maybe Shoffley, he's never won one, has he? And Harding. But all these other guys, DJ, Louis, Scott, Koepka, Day, Molinari, they all have majors, don't they?
Yeah, those guys all have major championships. And Shoffley is actually a guy who won 2 years ago the PGA Tour Player of the Year Championship. He won the Tour Championship at Eastlake 2 years ago. Obviously, Tiger Woods won it last year. He's a young player that's on the rise. So he's a guy who's going to be starting his journey into major championship contentions and is somebody who we're going to see a lot of, you know, going forward. Harding is a little bit in rarefied air here at this point. But as everybody else that you mentioned, Jason Day, you know, Brooks Koepka, Adam Scott, Lou Eustace, Dustin Johnson, all of those guys have won major championships, and all of them are really showing, you know, have had flashes of great golf. We haven't had the one guy go out there and shoot, you know, the super low scores 2 days in a row. You know, it was impressive to see Adam Scott go 69, 68. But it's a packed leaderboard. Everybody's bunched closely together, and it's full of really big names.
Let's face it, David Dusick with us from Golf Week, that Tiger Woods is at the end of this conversation. Is all, I hate to say it because it's true. I love it because as I'm watching him, I'm yelling El Tigre, everything else at the television set, and I'm just thinking, he's all that matters. Like, he's literally, it's like Tiger Woods is in the hunt at the Masters on the weekend, and that's really all that matters.
Well, when he made that long birdie putt on 11, I mean, all of a sudden, you know, the Masters felt like it got just a jolt of energy. He steps up on the tee box on 12, throws a dart to about 6 feet. They blow the horn, unfortunately, and it killed a lot of momentum. Tiger Woods ended up missing that putt on 12, which could have been a birdie.
Right, he missed it.
But he ended up, you know, making birdies on 14, making birdies on 15, and then it was a little bit tentative, I thought, with the putts on 17 and 18. Those were makeable birdie chances. It wasn't a bad putt, but he wasn't going for it. He seemed, to me, to be a little bit careful. He was just edging the ball down there ever so gently. He didn't want it to get away from him. It led to just tapping pars. But it was just a huge jolt of energy, really, when he hit 11, that great shot on to 12. That was really, for me, the turning point. And just all of a sudden, he looked great. He was hitting fairways. He was putting himself in position. Crazy thing, almost gets taken out by a security guard after he goes left. You know, over there at one point, the security guard is running in there to try and stop people. You're not supposed to run
right at
Augusta National, but he does. What does it look like for a second? We all, you know, sort of held our breath. It looked like he hurt his ankle, but obviously he was fine. And just a crazy day and just another day in the life of Tiger Woods, I guess.
I got to tell you, though, that guy, what an asshat. Like, I'm sitting there watching this guy getting all gung-ho is what I called him. I tweeted a picture of him. Or I tweeted, someone had made fun of it, and then I tweeted, like, he was all gung-ho. Your boy, he took off running and bit it in some mud, and he took out Tiger like a bowling alley. It was unbelievable.
It was not good. You know, it's one of those things where, like, it was just, it gets so crazy about security, and everybody stayed back, and there was nobody really that seemed like they were doing anything that was going to be a problem or whatever. I mean, the crowd was sort of moving so they could see the shot. Tiger was moving so he could see the shot. And this guy just came flying in there. Like,
he's like Bartman.
Trying to fill, like, the three gap or something like that with a linebacker. It was just, dude, relax. It's golf.
He was like Bartman, the guy at Wrigley Field. They would have blamed him forever. Can you imagine if you blew out Tiger Woods' ankle
when he's
come back from all these surgeries and he's been out of golf for years, and then he comes back and he's, you know, playing for tour championships, playing in match play, playing in the Ryder Cup, playing in the Masters, going for it. He's playing better than ever. People screaming and yelling, and then you blow out his ankle.
Takes him out. Yeah, exactly. The irony would be unbelievable.
So what do you think of, you know, of these guys that are all right there in front of him or with him or, you know, in the mix for the weekend, of all these guys, like, you know what I'm talking about. Every one of them, Molinari, Day, Koepka, Scott, he's playing great, Louis, DJ, and Shoffley, who's the problem, do you think, for Tiger Woods this weekend? Who's the guy that can beat him?
You ever seen those, like, National Geographic things where, like, all the buffalo are looking across the river and they're like, they know something wrong is going to happen if they stick their nose too close to the water. And one of them puts his foot in there and there's a crocodile. Like, it goes and snaps them. Dustin Johnson right now is that crocodile. No one's really been talking about him. There hasn't been a lot of, you know, attention paid to him before the tournament. It's Tiger. It's Rory. It's, you know, other people and stuff like that. Dustin Johnson is just sitting there to me lurking and just waiting. And he's gone out and shot a couple good rounds, not dazzled anybody. The 68 and a 70 for him is almost pedestrian. I think that if Dustin Johnson gets out there and the weather doesn't go crazy things and he doesn't get caught in the bad part of a tee time and the way that the draw is going to work out, I'm looking at him as being a guy who's just primed to make a bunch of birdies. He's putted better over the course of the season. He's one of the best drivers and iron players there is. If his short game can hold up, and so far it has, there's been a couple of loose shots here and there, but I see him as being the guy that is sort of lurking amongst. I mean, they're all really good players. We're talking about a guy who's been the number one in the world, lurking, whatever. But if you go up and down that list, and it's practically like the 29 Yankees when you go up and down that leaderboard, Dustin Johnson for me is the guy who I think is the one who's going to separate himself out and be the problem for Tiger.
No Louis, huh? What happened with DeChambeau? Does he recover from that 75? Because he was at the top of the leaderboard and then a disastrous day.
He was dazed and confused coming off of there. He was looking for answers. He said to us in the media center that he hit all the shots that he wanted to hit the way he wanted to hit them and didn't get the results. He was looking for answers that he needed to figure this out, that obviously, you know, it was not the round that he was looking for, and the problem for him was that he executed what he thought was the right game plan, the right shots, and he was not getting the results. He seemed really perplexed. I think the golf course confused him. The weather changing, you know, the changing patterns confused him, and he was just befuddled. He was looking for answers. I don't know. He'll obviously come back. He's super talented. He'll figure it out. I don't know if he figures it out tomorrow and gets himself back into the mix for Sunday. We'll see if he can do something quick.
So last question, can Molinari, after that nice clean 67 with those five birdies, do you think he can do it again? We've seen him win a major now, and yeah, he's clutch.
Absolutely. I mean, he's a guy who on the back nine on Sunday at a British Open last year at Carnoustie, a really hard golf course, ended up, you know, standing up to Tiger and taking a major away from him. He's a guy who was 5-0 in Ryder Cup. He's, you know, won multiple PGA Tour events at this point. I think that he, just because he's quiet and by nature, as you and I have sort of talked about in the past, there's nothing about his game that just blows you away. Like when we talk about Dustin Johnson or Rory McIlroy driving or Jason Day putting or, you know, Tiger hitting these amazing iron shots. But the guy, when he gets in a groove like this, is so brutally consistent. You know, he's somebody who just doesn't tend to back up. If you look at it, you know, over the course of the second round, no bogeys. He's only made one bogey over the course of the whole tournament. It was on the 11th hole, which is one of the hardest holes the guys see all year. So he doesn't back up. And if he can ride a hot putter, he's going to put himself in position continuously to just keep plodding along. And his confidence right now is sky high. He's not going to go away. It's just a matter of, is he going to make enough birdies, you know, to keep up with somebody like DJ or potentially Tiger Woods if they get hot.
All right, David, enjoy the weekend. Hopefully the weather will hold up. We'll talk to you Monday night. I think, remember, I got that 25-1 ticket on Brooks Koepka still in my pocket. We'll see if he does anything. And I still think John Rahm's going to be heard from. He's not done yet. He was 69-70. I think if he stays hot, it'll be interesting. We'll talk to you Monday night. Thanks for coming on the bench.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, 855-212-4227 to get on the bench. And St. Louis and Winnipeg are underway and in the second, 1-1 in Pharrellipeg, that game right now, tied up early in the second. That's all I got going. My TVs are going in and out. Somehow, some way I have this game going. I'm sure it'll go out again. I heard it's going to get worse after midnight. Rick Haro is down at Augusta. Our sports business and legal insider on a bench. What did you think of, well, first of all, The Tiger, where he is just phenomenal for the weekend, except that I've been talking to David Dusick for the last few nights and tonight as well, and that Saturday's okay, but Sunday's supposed to be a disaster weather-wise, and it's going to allegedly ruin the weekend.
Two things. First of all, I've been on with Pharrell for 20 years. He is my definitive hero. And when I can't get on Thursday nights, my normal slot, I cried all day today, by the way, but I couldn't find a phone. You know that.
So I believe it.
Before you make fun of me, just know that you are the best, and I will always do anything for you. So today was a little bit different. It was great weather for 2 days, lousy weather for today. Leaderboard, unbelievable. We got, you know, Tiger won back. That's great. But how about, what, six major champions ahead of that five? Whatever it is. So moving day will be different than normal. And I will tell you, because I will play meteorologist for you, that it is 95% chance of severe weather from 5 to 7 on Sunday Eastern, which is when everything happens. So strap it in.
Yeah, I don't like that. It's going to ruin Sunday, and everyone lives for Sunday at the Masters, and it's going to suck this year, and it's going to ruin it, because if they have to do it on Monday, you know, bottom line is the world moves on Monday, and they will lose that audience as sure as I'm sitting here. By the way, Winnipeg scored. They're up 2-1. Tell me about Masters by the numbers, Rick, with Wallet Hub, what they're doing in terms of, you know, tickets, concessions, everything else that goes on at Augusta.
Yeah, let me give you a quick Wallet Hub. Thank you for that, and they give me some numbers. They always do. The badges, by the way, for the weekend, about $2,400 a day, 15% increase from last year. That's Tiger, Tiger, and more Tiger. The television dollars, by the way, in 1956, which I don't know about because I was one, it was 2.5 hours. Now it's 18 and a half hours, so 640% increase. 250,000 people visiting Augusta area. I flew in and flew out. I know it. And viewership up 13 million, up about 18% from last year. So the bottom line is more television, more dollars. And I have the ability, by the way, to show you a Masters badge that has $110 on it per day. I didn't pay anywhere near $110 for it.
Rick, are you at the Turner Endeavor party tonight?
I've been at a number of parties tonight. We had an EverFi party, a Wasserman event, a Lagardère event. And so I will stop by the Turner event as well. But you got to walk by Washington Road at night and watch John Daly bring his Hooters trailer in. And so there is, let me just say it this way, there is room for every demographic at the Masters. How about that?
How about they need to, like, get over the John Daly thing now,
yeah,
finally, after 20 years of watching his fat ass smoking and drinking and and sitting in the Hooters parking lot is so stale. No one gives a rat's ass.
Not only is it stale, but it's not Masters-like.
It really isn't. It's embarrassing. No. Tiger set to star in a series of golf head-to-head matches that he's cut a deal with, right? What, with Discovery? Who's he doing that with?
Yeah. Discovery, but he's not doing it domestically. He decided that he was able to replicate the model with he and Phil. So he'll call his friends, Ricky and Dustin and everybody else, and they will do it with Discovery Network helping and U.S. Golf TV involved, India, China, Indonesia, all of these places. And the showdown last fall was fine, but it set a deal where Tiger is worldwide. He's not just national. And whether he wins or not, and I love the way he's playing, by the way, everybody does, that he is now relevant for the next few years. And, you know, maybe he wins one, maybe he wins two, maybe he wins four. But he brings another kind of level to the whole business that we didn't think he would get. I'm kind of really excited to root for him.
I hope he wins this weekend. NBC Universal launched a e-commerce platform with Golf Channel titled Shop with Golf. They're selling all kinds of stuff like William Murray Golf, 11 by Venus Williams. What's that about?
Yeah, they're trying to make some money off of the brand, which is great. And remember, CBS has this deal with ESPN sharing, but NBC Universal announces the app, Venus Williams and others, and what they're trying to do is to bring the Golf Channel into relevance. the platform right before the Masters launch, when golf reaches its peak interest, brings retail entertainment firmly into the golf space. So you can actually buy stuff. You can talk about entertainment. And you can have people like Venus Williams, who's not a golfer, but an entertainer. So tennis player, but entertainer. So that's what NBC tried to do to pirate, not illegal, but pirate the interest of CBS and ESPN on the Friday, Saturday. And, of course, Sunday, Monday is Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday, Sunday is all CBS.
So tell me about all these shoes these guys are wearing and new lines for Masters Week, like Spieth wearing these Spieth 3 Under Armours, et cetera.
Yeah, but Spieth can wear whatever he wants, but he better be able to putt soon. I mean, that's that's his bottom line. And so the color theme runs through Nike's group of shoes. Jordan Spieth wears that special edition of the Spieth 3 by Under Armour. The shoes feature subtle pops of pink. Forbes noted that Adidas has used the $2 Georgia Peace ice cream sandwich available during the Masters Week for inspiration. And so you got a lot of folks wearing a lot of different stuff. And the bottom line is this is an amazing Masters because you have these Masters champs. How about one shot back is, you know, Tiger and then Phil is there. And so I know it's going to rain during the weekend, but it's going to be really fun to watch not only the players but the brands.
It won't be raining in Long Beach for the Grand Prix. They're revving up the engines, IndyCar racing in Grand Prix style, Long Beach, Cali. I used to go to that. What a party that is.
I'm going tomorrow. 45th anniversary of the Acura brand of Long Beach, the 11th hour signing of them. It takes place this Saturday and Sunday. Zach Veach finished fourth. He's the Group 1001's guy, Andretti's guys, a lot of them as well. EverFi, his launch day program. This is an amazing thing. I can't wait to get to Long Beach. When were you there? Was it cool?
Yeah, well, I used to live in Huntington Beach, so I used to go every year and, you know, try to sleep with, you know, as many women as possible.
Yeah, no, but talk about something that's realistic. Now, don't just be aspirational.
Okay,
real, your listeners really they want to hear what really happens, not what you think you can.
Actually, it's the exact opposite what they want to hear, and it's well beyond your pay grade.
There you go, man.
Baseball has brought back Food Fest. That makes me hungry.
Makes me hungry too, man. I'm waiting for the next bolt of food here at one of the Augusta parties. 2018 had the Food Fest offering: Aramark, Center Plate, Delaware North, Legends, all the big guys. London, Tokyo, Monterey, Mexico this year. And so they're trying to bring back this big deal. The Choro dog from the Diamondbacks, the Dodger dog from the Dodgers, and they're trying to do these big food fests at major locations around baseball. Kind of cool because what they're doing is explaining to baseball people that this stuff is here to stay and you ought to support it.
Let's go to the power of sports and tell me about the Boston versus Bullies charity.
Well, it's done in a lot of different contexts. And, you know, the bottom line of all of this is Boston has become this major Boston Strong initiative. The issue is an anti-bullying initiative, Boston Sports Museum, L.A. Raceman, Patrick Chung, Terry Rozier, Mookie Betts, others are lending their name to making sure that people around Boston Strong does not include Boston Bullying. And it's kind of fun because the Boston Museum of Sports is leading it, and we have the honor to televise it and bring it to the next step. So, you know, if you're thinking about doing this stuff, don't do it. Just be excited about the fact that the Red Sox are, what, 3-10?
Oh, and how about your boy Pat Mahomes? He's got the Mahomes charity, 15 and the Mahomes.
Yeah, and by the way, my boy Pat Mahomes, who I saw at the Final Four, and kind of really cool, even though they didn't win, 15-for-15 signature program, the charity dedicated to improving the lives of children. The foundation supports initiatives focusing on health, wellness, communities. Coming off the best rookie season of all time, he's committed to making a household NFL name by giving back a little bit and he's a real thing. Believe me, he is a big deal. Not only credit to Texas Tech, but obviously Kansas City.
Yeah, he's definitely got a great arm. They have to do something in the postseason, though, before everybody starts putting him in the Hall of Fame. Right. Enjoy the Long Beach Grand Prix out in Cali. Have a safe trip. Thanks for calling us from the Masters, Rick.
Can't wait. We'll talk next week. Sorry about yesterday.
All right, Rick Harrow tonight from Augusta, where the whole weekend they're calling for, well, Sunday, crappy weather. Saturday should be okay. Moving day should be good to go. So enjoy the Masters tomorrow, because Sunday you won't be enjoying it when they're in suspended play all day. Drag.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.